Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus. We are a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game, and then we talk about it. My name is Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
And this is episode 30, guys.
Wow.
We have made it to the big 3-0. Mario Kart 64 is the game that we are going to be discussing in this particular episode today. But first, I got that question of the week.
Question of the week. Bring it on.
What are some of your favorite multiplayer competitive style games? These can be old or new. The question is, what video game do you think of and that you have fond memories of like you and your friends sitting down together, both picking up controllers and playing against one another?
I'm going to have to say fighting games, mainly Super Smash Brothers.
So you're talking about more... So you're not talking about like the early like Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat era?
No, I'm going back to Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
And I played Mortal Kombat a lot, Mortal Kombat Ultimate 3, with friends, and then it just evolved into Smash Brothers once that came out, and then Melee is probably the greatest fighting game of all time.
I like how Mortal Kombat evolved into Smash Brothers. Like, it's the same game. I can just see, like, Pikachu being like, finish him!
Kenny, what about you?
Definitely not fighter games, though I did play a little bit of them just because friends. When you said multiplayer before you said controllers and threw me, I definitely went back to StarCraft. That was the game I probably played the most that's multiplayer. Lots of Halo.
Halo the original? Or
Someone played a good amount of the first Halo, like, but then an obscene amount of Halo 2, which isn't really old, but it's old.
No, this is fine. It doesn't have to be old or new. It can be anything in between. Like I rocked... Okay, the only fighter that I really rocked, and it wasn't as much about button combination, it was an early game. Neither of you probably know about it. It was called Clay Fighter.
Of course I
think it was for Super Nintendo. Oh, really?
Yeah, they had an N64 version. It's so fun.
Oh, really? Well, I played Super Nintendo against friends. That was fun. But GoldenEye 007, are you kidding me, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost said that because this is lame. I would play with my dad like all the time, and I would just destroy him, and he would just keep playing it for some reason. But I didn't
go. He's a good dad. That's why.
Yeah, he's a good dad.
I've also played a recent competitive multiplayer game called Rocket Cars.
Rocket Cars.
Like, Rocket League is gonna go down in history.
It is. It's gonna be a great, quick, easy game. Do we need to talk about League of Legends?
I've never heard of that game. Might as well just skip it.
Everybody doesn't care.
I feel guilty. I have been finding myself wanting to play the game. I don't know why.
If you want to play the genre, you got to go back and play...
Demigod?
Oh, stupid. Demigod, yeah.
There's like four people in the community,
four
literally.
Four people ever played that game.
Oh, absolutely. It was just you guys. Two of them were Dustin and I.
I don't know why, and I feel ashamed, because I thought I gave that game up, but, well, we'll move on.
Competitive multiplayer games, they have a pretty long history from the early days of, like, Pong to even, like, the upcoming and highly anticipated game Overwatch that's coming out, like, within the month. There are many standouts in this genre, but there are arguably none more standout-ish than the sit-on-the-couch-and-yell curses-at-your-friends multiplayer title Mario Kart 64.
Overview.
Mario Kart 64 is a classic, and I cannot capitalize that C hard enough. 64 era video game that is exactly what it sounds like. You are racing go-karts with characters in the Mario universe. And it's fairly straightforward. You're competing against people on tracks, collecting items to boost you, to destroy your opponents, and trying to win. It is a strictly multiplayer game, which is kind of interesting, and will be interesting to see how what you guys thought about that experience of sitting down and just doing single player, no story multiplayer game. With two game modes, you have a typical race where you're, you know, going in circles or mostly circle-ish shapes around a lap, unless you're going to cheat because Rainbow Road, make that jump. And there's also a battle system where you sort of fight to the death or to the lack of balloons in this case. And it's great. Iconic game. Was one of the most popular games on the 64. I think sold the second highest number of units of any game on the 64. And if you were alive and played video games in that era, you definitely spent hours playing this game with friends, or you didn't have friends.
Oh my gosh.
That era being early 1997 for those in North America. I believe that this is the second release in the Mario Kart series. There was a
Super Nintendo game as well.
Yes. And they're still making Mario Karts today, so somewhat of a successful and ongoing series.
Absolutely. I would say this is probably the most iconic, which just sort of fits with my sequels win theory.
It's probably the most notable because it was the first, 3D environment.
Absolutely.
For
actual
it, like
3D
Super
tracks and everything.
Yeah, the Super Nintendo one was kind of it's not top down, but if you just go play it, you see that it's not really 3D. It's just kind of weird.
No, it's a weird Mode 7 thing that we talked about.
Yeah, Mode 7
with that one other game that used it.
Right.
Would this be our second vehicular combat game that we've played?
No. See, I'm going to call this a racing game at its core. there's some combat there, but no, you're racing.
There's a lot of combat. Like, we actually played more battle mode than we played racing mode. But even when I think of vehicular combat, I think of a different genre than this.
Yeah.
This
like,
is
the
like
point
a,
is to get first place, not be the last car standing.
This is a multiplayer party game, basically, in my mind.
Kind of like Mario Party?
Yes, but better.
It's very different. It's not because
I feel
both
like that's
rage inducing.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like that's its role. You know, like that's how
sure,
people play.
And that's always Nintendo's thing. Like especially nowadays, just party games and family games.
Yeah.
Which is not really working out for the Smash Brothers series, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Gameplay.
So there are 16 courses in the main kind of Grand Prix that you can ride on, and I believe they're all unlocked at the beginning. Is that correct, or do you unlock certain courses?
I think everything's available.
You can unlock a mirror cup later. That's after
right,
you
which just
do
kind
all...
of reverses. You know, so instead of lefts, you'll turn rights.
Yeah. It's harder than it sounds. Like if you're used to the courses, and you will be if you've unlocked it, because you have to beat them all on 150, or maybe on all the cups, I don't remember. It's pretty hard.
Yeah, and so your Grand Prix mode, which is kind of that standard mode, if you're playing single player, you race AI, you know, maybe six or so, eight or so different AI, and it's typically three laps around the course, and you've got obstacles that are built into the stage itself, like moles that might come out of holes, or you've got
really annoying penguins.
Penguins, yeah.
The penguins are the worst.
Penguins.
You've got to try to jump over huge gorges.
Mm-hmm. Not fall off the track. That's a classic.
There's tons of obstacles in the stages themselves. And then you're also being attacked by items that are being used by your opponents.
So mean. Now that's the part where you start losing friendships.
It's so true. When that one person has saved that blue shell... until right at the last minute takes you out and steals the win when you had it in the bag.
So I believe that this game introduced the blue shell, which was a particular item. You're used to seeing a green shell and a red shell when it comes to the Mario verse, but they introduced a blue shell into this one, which automatically, when released, so goes unfair. All the way to the very front of the line and nails the first place go-karter.
It's like, haha, that took no skill, hit a button, and you're not in first anymore. It's so true.
There's literally strategy to just, like, living in second place for 85% of the game and then trying at the last little bit to jump ahead.
So, like, the different items, you've got those three shells, you've got bananas, you've got a single banana, and then you've got a line of bananas that line up behind you that you can throw, people slip on, or you yourself on the second time around slip on your
own. Absolutely, you hit your own stuff every time. There's a rule.
There's also, like, a fake item. It's a box that looks like the items you pick up. And so you can, like, drop it where items are and trick trick everyone into picking it up, but you just hit it like you would hit a banana or something like that. That one's always annoying.
Favorite for me always has been the mushroom. It's just classic.
Which the red one?
Speeds you up.
Yeah, the speed you up. Obviously, the super one is the best that you can, hit it over and over again.
That one's hard to
again.
Control, though.
Yeah, it is. You got to be careful. But even just the triple boost or the single boost, like, mm-hmm. I'll take a boost almost over anything else.
Wow. What's your favorite item, Nolan?
I'm going to have to say the red shell.
Nah, it's blue shell.
No, it's not
you,
blue shell.
You whined about it, but because you secretly use it all the time.
No, I'm in first all the time. You don't get it if you're in first. I'm going to say red shell because... One, if someone gets ahead of you, it auto-targets them, which is very nice. And two, if you're, like, in first and you happen to get one, that's also nice because you can hold it and then it will, like, put it behind you. And so if they shoot a red shell at you or a green shell or whatever, it will hit that and it's, like, defense and it doesn't hit you. So it's a useful item.
And I hate to be unoriginal, but red shell is also my favorite. I would hold it behind me as a defensive tactic until someone got ahead of me and I needed to use it.
True or false, everybody hates bananas.
No, I don't mind the bananas because I can get some use out of them, especially if there's three of them because it's just if you're in first, it's like just put them out and then you can't get hit.
I'm all about potassium.
Yeah.
Keeping yourself from cramping.
So before you even play, you've got three different engine sizes that vary the difficulties of the race, and so it's like it's based on CC. So I think it's like what 50, 100, 150.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, something like that. And so, I mean, I was in first, and I won every Grand Prix tournament that I did at the 50 level, but I still had difficulty at times. It's not like that makes it like super easy.
No, it's not like you're gonna win. You still have to try.
Yeah, you still have to fight for it.
The blue shell is still in existence. It's still in play. So
it's true.
But at those higher levels, it was near impossible. Especially the highest level, it's very hard unless you really take liberal use of that power slide.
Yes. Did you guys use that?
Occasionally, but not often. But it is great.
You got to get good at it to be Absolutely. Good at Mario Kart. You have to, like, in most of the games. I think one of the only ones that's not, like, I mean, you don't have to use it, but it definitely helps. And then I think Double Dash is one of the ones that really utilizes it, and I really like that one. That was for the GameCube, but, yeah, it helps at the higher levels for sure.
It's a really basic control scheme in this game. I mean, you've got drive and reverse. You've got a little handbrake, and then you've got a hop. Which helps you to just, you know, maybe jump over items or do different things like that. But the primary reason for using hop is that can turn, if you use it correctly, that and hold it, then that puts you into this power slide. And if you release it at a certain time in that slide, it gives you a speed boost momentarily. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the AI will use it at 150 and will get ahead of you.
Yeah, uh-huh. Easily.
I like Mario Kart 64 because in the Flower Cup, they put Toad's Turnpike, which is this horrible stage that's on a highway with a bunch
that's
of cars that if you barely
Absolutely.
Touch, you're screwed. Uh-huh. And it's and just a side note, a lot of these stages, pretty much all of them are found in future Mario Karts, like 8, 7, all these, they will like... pull old stages. So I've seen Toad's Turnpike several times in several games, and it's the worst. But at least they put it at the very beginning of that cup. So if you lose, you just start over. Before it's been in like one of the last courses that you have to do.
So you have to deal cup. With it.
Yeah, and then say you're getting first and everything, and you get to that one, you're like, this isn't happening. It's not my favorite stage. I'm just saying I like that they put that first, so I don't have to, so I can reset
because
earlier.
It's not your favorite.
When I was a kid, I remember that stage being so much more difficult than it was for me this time. Because for me this time it was so much easier to avoid those vehicles. But I thought like earlier on, like when I was a kid, I felt like those vehicles were going so fast and that they were impossible to avoid.
Yeah. I still suck at
it's definitely the one in my mind that classically I had the most frustration with.
Well, what is your favorite course?
That's a tough one because this game has a lot of good stages in it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons this game did so well is because of the diversity in stages.
Absolutely.
And the design for sure.
They all feel different and unique, and different kinds of difficulty, unique music with them. I'm boring. My favorite is Rainbow Road just because it, like,
it's not boring.
It evokes such, like, is the iconic map for this game.
Yeah, Rainbow Road is Mario Kart.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I like, there's been several different ones. Like, in each Mario Kart, there's a new Rainbow Road design, but they always have it. And I think this one might be one of my favorites. It's really nice.
I'll tell you mine. It's not the one that I'm best at. In fact, I'm really bad at it. I just like the atmosphere and the music, but Bowser's Castle is a lot of fun for me.
That one is nice. It's got a lot of diversity in like having to go through that
inside
the pillar.
Portion and then mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'm going to say Rainbow Road. Okay, no. I'm going with DK's Jungle. I like DK's Jungle in the Special Cup.
How come?
I don't know. I think I like the like bridge portion of it, and then how you have to go through the cave. I don't know, it's kind of simple, like, and that giant jump that you have to do was always fun. I can angle it so that I'm, you know, not stuck once you land, because it kind of puts you in lag once you land. I'm just used to it because I've played it in other games, and I like Donkey Kong.
Kenny, you'd mentioned early on, but the main appeal for this game is not the single player mode, although that can be fun, and I'm sure people have had fun with that. And I think the time trial, a lot of people really can enjoy that, where you just race for a better time mm-hmm. and you consistently try to build on top of that. But the main appeal for this game was the versus mode, or either battle mode or racing, you know, in the Grand Prix against a friend.
Right. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Like, that's what made it so fun, because the AI can only do so much, and after a while, you're going to learn kind of what they do and how to easily beat them. But real people, I mean, that's what makes the game fun. But we were unable to play that because Mario Kart 64 was on Nintendo 64, and unless you are sitting in the same room with someone on the same television, you cannot play that online, although they have recently in 2007 put it on the Wii, and so it is playable if you've got a Wii and you can play that online. But we were unable to do that, so all of us played single player this week, which kind of takes away some of the enjoyment. But the question is, did it age?
Aged.
That is the question. A lot of people think this game holds up, obviously, because it still has like a following and stuff, but I'm gonna agree it hasn't aged that much. One, because you can go back and play it and recognize, if you're familiar with Mario Kart, you can recognize some of the stages because they were so good that they decided to put them in future versions of the game. And graphically, I mean, it's in 64 graphics, so, you know, whatever, but still impressive for a 3D racing game like it is. I still had a lot of fun, even though it was single player, so if I had someone to play with, I would have had even more fun. It's just a really good game. We've talked about before how, like, you can't really say if a game has aged because it was bad in the first place, but this one was just so good that even time is it's not really slowing it down for what it's got going. And in fact, there's a website called MarioKart64.com that has a big following. Like, it's recently been updated, like this month, and they have world ranking lists for like times and stuff. And so a lot of people still play this game. Like, I'm scrolling down the list and I'm in the 300s. So it's not just the new Mario Karts that people love. Like, Mario Kart 64 had a big impact on racing games, and people really love it and still play it. So just based on that and my enjoyment with the game, the game aged incredibly.
It's one that I don't think has aged poorly at all, in the fact that the graphics are still, I mean, they're remarkably good for early 3D modeling, you know?
Sure.
And gameplay is consistent, and even glitches or clips, like in games like these, they're welcomed where speed matters, because people take advantage of those. Absolutely. to try to go faster. So I'm fine with stuff like that. I think that's fun. And that's Nintendo 64. Like, that's classic. You're going to have those kind of polygons that push against each other and then cause you to do something weird.
Yeah.
Where I think it aged is that the huge appeal for this game was playing with friends. And as long as you have a Nintendo 64 and this cartridge and two controllers and a friend, then this game is still...
That list just got harder and harder to achieve as you kept going.
This game still has a lot of appeal and a lot of fun, and I would say has not aged, you know, much at all. But with it being more difficult, increasingly difficult to play with other people, I think that's where the agedness of the game kind of reveals itself, because like, we would have easily spent hours this week if we could have played with one another.
Oh, no doubt.
You got a good point there. Like that's what's limiting this game from just still being incredible, and it is incredible, but like, the fact that the main appeal of it is difficult to achieve nowadays just based on like the internet, because you can't play over the internet, is a limiting factor. That's a good point.
Yeah, if I could just plug an Ethernet cord into my 64 and go.
Oh, that'd be great.
Things would be awesome.
And that shows the age, but that also shows that, hey, games, we weren't doing that yet with consoles. And
right.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, now we are. So when games come out that are, you know, quality like this game, we will still be able to play. You know, the idea is
as long
that
as
we'll
the
still
servers
be able to
are
play. Right.
Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. Games have actually swung the other way, being so focused on multiplayer that they actually are taking out the like local player around the couch aspect, which kind of bothers me. But like, Halo 5 did that. Like, you can't play split screen Halo on that disc. You gotta have different people on different machines to do it.
That's like their thing, though.
I know. I wasn't happy about it. It's
the world's changing.
It's probably part of why I don't own an Xbox One.
Now, away from Halo and back to Mario Kart 64, Kenny, do you think this game has aged?
You know, I went in a little bit worried that I was going to pick it up, and like some games, the nostalgia was going to be there, but then it was going to kind of be just like, eh, you know? But I didn't. Like, I thought it was going to lose some of that luster, and though obviously the, like, awe of it that as a kid this was new and crazy and exciting wasn't there, the game picks up, it plays easily, it's intuitive, it feels natural, you know, like things make sense, and it's enjoyable. They set you up with good worlds and good visuals and classic characters and even old style music. It's not annoying music, and sometimes the retro stuff
it's
can
so
fall
good.
Into that category, you know, where if you put it on repeat, it'll literally drive you bonkers. And like, it there's a reason it did super, super well, and it's because it's a good game.
Kenny, you mentioned great characters. I think we should do this. Who'd you play? Like, who's your character that you play?
I'm a Peach guy.
Really? Me too.
Absolutely.
Are y'all really?
Yes. I play Peach in every Mario Kart game. Sometimes Daisy, sometimes Rosalina, but Peach.
I've always had a deep affection for Yoshi, and so he's my man. Mm-hmm. Dinosaur creature.
Fun fact, my wife plays Luigi for some reason.
That's so awesome.
If I don't get Peach, it's Luigi or Donkey Kong.
DK's fun too. But she plays Luigi, and I was like, why do you play Luigi? It's so weird. And she was like, his voice is funny.
She does a great impersonation of him.
She does.
The final shell shock.
All right, new game plus status. And we've got a little bit to talk about before we hand this out, because we have actually evolved how we are going to begin handling our NGP status. If you go to our Retro Master list, which you can find that on any of a link to that on any of our social media sites, you'll now see a notation by each of the games that we've played. And so you're either going to see a plus sign or a minus sign. And at the end of each episode, the three of us will do what we've typically done, and we'll give you our individual verdict. Does this game deserve to be played again? Yes or no? And if two or more of us say yes, then this game becomes New Game Plus certified. If only one of us or none of us give it New Game Plus status, then the game does not become New Game Plus certified.
We're going to be getting so mad at each other.
Probably. That's also going to add a lot more drama to this end section. Yeah. But the idea behind this is, I mean, there's multiple facets here, but a few of them is, one, we want to make it clear what games, you know, we enjoyed and which games we necessarily didn't, or which games we thought held up well and which games didn't. Secondly, we want to make it clear to you guys, so that y'all could, you could easily go to our Retro Master List and see which games that you should go play according to our opinion. And so, you know, if you're just in the market for some retro gaming, then that list can be a service to you. So there are many different reasons for this, but that's kind of what we're doing. So now there's a lot more weight on this.
Yeah, this is heavy.
So Nolan, do you give Mario Kart 64 your New Game Plus seal of approval?
Of course I do. It's amazing. And I'm not worried about this game with you guys, but if we play like a Zelda game or something, just keep in mind. Okay.
People are going to get mad. I feel like not only people, we are going to get mad.
Yeah. So yes, I do. It's awesome.
Kenny?
Yeah, this one kind of falls into the duh category for me. Like, Like, it's a New Game Plus game.
And Dustin?
I would say yes, but only if you can play multiplayer. If you can play it on the Wii, then I mean, it'd be so much more fun. And recently in Japan, it came out on the Wii U, so I wonder if it's going to make its way over here on the Wii U.
Probably, yeah. That'd be awesome.
I'd say yes. It was a great game, and it still is, but you've lost so much functionality if you're and entertainment if you're unable to play with friends, and if you're just grabbing it and playing single player mode, and it's not your kind of game. Like Kenny and I, you can understand, or hopefully you've grasped this during this episode, but racing games are not Kenny nor my favorite type of game, and it's not Nolan's favorite type of game, but Nolan, you enjoy. I mean, you can enjoy this single
like
player
Mario
by
Kart.
Yourself for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. But single player for Kenny and myself will probably get old fairly quickly. Once the nostalgia wears off, it'll be like, okay, well, let's move on to the next thing. But if there was multiplayer involved, we could both, you know, play for a good long time.
Oh, yeah. I'd battle mode it up.
So this game does get our New Game Plus status.
Sigh of relief, everybody.
I do want to ask, if this game would have been released with the same mechanics, the same gameplay, the same stage types, and the same general feel, but by a different company and without the iconic characters, do you think this game would have been a successful title?
Nope. I don't. And I obviously think the mechanics and the design and the style, I mean, that's what makes this game amazing, but if you didn't have Nintendo's characters, their skin, their like logo, and their development team, I mean, No, it wouldn't be as big. Nintendo's huge. And just the fact that you get to play your favorite Mario character, you don't have to play Mario, you get to play any of them, is part of what makes it, like, so good.
I think it's a good enough game that I'd say it still would have been a success. It wouldn't have been the smash out, crazy, ultra classic, everyone has played it, no matter what, success that it is now.
We've got some emails from some of our viewers. Dallas emailed us at ngppodcast@gmail.com. He said, "This is another game that I absolutely loved from my childhood. I couldn't wait to play it again this week. As soon as I turn on my N64, all my memories from playing it in my past came back to me. Beating the game to unlock the extra class for single player, playing the time trials with my dad to see who could do a track the fastest, racing our ghosts, and the most fun part, staying up all night with friends playing multiplayer versus and battle modes. I probably played more this week than I did last week just because once I started, I couldn't put it down."
That's awesome. That's so cool to, like, start up a game and just
be there,
take
again.
It all in. Absolutely. Yeah, be there again and just remember all the stuff that you used to do. It's awesome.
Eric sent us a message on Facebook and he said, "Mario Kart 64 was one of the few games back then that I got to incorporate playing with my friends. They definitely cared less about video games than I did, but this game had just enough appeal to entice them to join along for the ride. Even today, my eldest daughter will humor me from time to time and play the Mario Kart series with me. This game looked great back then, and I think the N64 hardware did this game justice. It took the series to a whole new level. I had fun playing this game this week, but it would have been a lot more fun had I been able to play with you guys. And by the way, the floating trophy spitting fish is still a little bit creepy to me."
Barfs it up.
Oh, it absolutely is.
That's such a good point. Like, you don't have to like video games. For instance, my wife, she doesn't play video games, but if I say, "Hey, you want to play some Mario Kart?" She's like, "Yes, I do." And then we play it for a long time. Like, there's something about Mario Kart, specifically this one, that will make someone who doesn't really like video games play and have fun.
Yeah, but like Eric said, if we would have been able to play with each other and even with some of our viewers, just
amazing.
So much more fun it would have been. I'm really looking forward to the time that we're playing an old game, but I guess it's new enough that it's some kind of has some kind of like online competitive, you know, scene still there, so that us three can team up against other viewers.
Like, that's going to be doable. There's probably a couple games in the list that we'll be able to do that with.
Absolutely.
I think there's a few. Linux Free or Die said, "If we are being perfectly honest here..." Hey, listen, "If we are being perfectly honest here, Mario Kart Wii is really better in pretty much every way. Optional Wii wheel if you're into that, better graphics, more characters, more courses, including a lot of N64 courses. The only thing I would say is I prefer the battle mode maps and mechanics on N64 to any of the newer versions." So have either of you, Nolan or Kenny, played Mario Kart Wii?
I've seen it played, I haven't. But that's always a tough argument for me because, like, Mario Kart Wii wouldn't exist without this game having gone there and being great, you know.
Good
so,
point.
But when you take it. A great and then further polish it, like, I can totally see how it may be a quote-unquote better game, but it'll never be a more classic game.
I've played it with college friends. I have it. I'm not a fan of the wheel, though. I definitely prefer GameCube controller, but it's a good game. It's just, I think this one is better for me, 64.
It is once again time to randomly select our next retro game from our Retro Master list. This is an incomplete list that you can find online, and you can add to it by emailing us or tweeting us some game suggestions. We will make sure to add them to our ever-growing list, and then they will be in the randomizer so that we could potentially play the game that you suggest.
Absolutely. I gotta say to our viewers, as you guys send in suggestions, and please do, I feel like we're doing lots and lots of console gaming, which tends to be the classic retro, but I would love to jump into some of your old PC game experiences as well, because that holds a special place in my heart, and we're a little lopsided, so.
Well, Kenny, cross your fingers. We might just be playing a PC game. Randomizing now. Well, Kenny, you didn't cross your fingers. Tight enough?
I didn't actually cross them.
Well, that's the reason why we didn't get a PC game, because instead we got a Mega Drive or Genesis console video game.
Nolan's happy.
From 1992, a fantasy turn-based tactics role-playing video game called Shining Force.
Interesting.
Okay. I remember this game. And
oh, really?
Yes, and I think I might have been the one to add it. Maybe not. I just saw it and got hype when I was looking at the list the other day. And it's like, it's almost like Fire Emblem. You'll see. It's fun. It's fun.
You've played it?
Yeah, I had it for PC. And I may have had a different Shining Force than the one that's on the list, but I liked it. And it's going to be interesting to see what you guys think.
Well, I think it is available via Steam, and if that's the case...
Kenny, you're in luck.
Kenny, you got a PC game.
Yeah. I don't know if it necessarily counts.
It wasn't.
Thank you all for listening and for supporting and for viewing us this week. We really, really appreciate you. We are 30 episodes in.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. I wouldn't call it a milestone, but I would call it like a 400-yard stone. No, 440-yard stone is what I meant.
Like a kilometer stone?
How much is a kilometer?
I don't know.
Less than a mile?
Well, 440-yard stone is a quarter mile. I looked it up and did the math before the episode.
Oh, okay. You're researched. We'll go with that one then.
So I mean, we're well on our way to doing great things for the kingdom. And So in the meantime, we really appreciate you helping us. We would just ask if you haven't yet subscribed to us, rate and review us. That would be great. More importantly, tell a friend about... Are you still laughing about that?
No one's going to be laughing 3 days from now.
No. We're planning on being here for a while, so hope that you are going along this journey with us. We'll see you next week for episode 31, Shining Force. Until then, I'm still Dustin.
I'm Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Ouija time.
And this has been Nooble Google Plus.